次小弟跟大家分享的题目就是一个活的信仰。
And the topic we're sharing this time is the living faith.
那在这个雅各书里面呢，谈到了很多信仰上面的教导。
And James has a lot of truths about faith.
除了我们前两节课有谈到的试炼和试探之外呢，还有一个非常重要的教导。
And in addition to what we learned in the last two sessions about temptation and trials, there's also another very important teaching here.
这第三个教导呢，其实贯穿着整个雅各书的讯息里面。
And this third teaching involves the entire book of James.
就是一个信仰，它如果是真实的，那它一定会有行为出来。
And that is if a faith is real, that it will be shown through its works.
我们先来看雅各书的第二章。
Please turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书的第二章的第十四节。
James chapter 2, verse 14.
第十四节，我们一起来念：我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？我们就先念到这里。
We'll read to here first.
在这一段的记载里面，一直到第二十六节的地方，我们可以看得出来，显然当时候这些的信徒误解了什么才是真实的信心。
Here, from this verse until verse 26, we can see that the brethren here, they've lost what the true understanding of what faith is.
他们以为得救呢，就是有信心就好了。
They thought with salvation, with faith, they get salvation, and that's all that's needed.
那有了信心他们认为不需要有行为也是可以得救的。
And they thought that some faith does not need to be accompanied with its works.
所以雅各要来更正他们这样子一个信仰上面的一个错误。
So James was trying to correct their misconception here.
虽然我们并不是靠着行为来得救，
even though we don't rely on our works for salvation，
但是真实的信仰是有行为出来的。
But a true faith will come with works as well.
如果一个人的信仰没有行为出来，他的信心并不是一个活的信仰。
If a person's faith is not accompanied with his works, then it's not a true faith.
也就是说，这个信仰其实是死的。
And it also means that this faith is dead.
这个就是雅各要告诉这些的信徒们，你们的信心，如果真的有信心的话，那我们看看你有没有什么样的行为啊。
And that's what James wants to tell the brothers and sisters here. If you truly have the faith, then what works do you have as well?
甚至雅各在挑战他们的信仰的态度。
And James also challenging their attitude and their faith.
我们看第十四节的地方，雅各是这样子问他们。
If you look at verse 14, this is how James asked them.
他说：“我的弟兄们，如果有人说自己有信心却没有行为。”
He says, "My brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works."
可见当时候有些的人，他们自以为是有信心的。
Because at that point, there were people who thought they had a lot of faith.
但是他们的信仰并没有带给他们任何的益处。
But their faith did not bring them any profit.
他们自以为自己有信心，但是却行不出的从信心以出来的行为。
They thought they had a lot of faith, but they weren't able to show any acts or works from it.
所以雅各问他们这一句话：这信心能救他吗？
And that's why James asked them, "Can faith save him?"
如果就是在表示着，如果一个人的信仰他没有办法有行为出来的话，这个信心是没有办法给他带来这个救恩的。
So we know if a person's faith does not come with his acts, then we know that this faith will not be able to save them.
因为他们没有把真正的信仰表现出来，过着一个真正基督徒的一个生活。
Because they're unable to manifest this faith into the works, into to live a Christian lifestyle.
他们没有办法把主耶稣的荣耀所表现出来。
They aren't able to show the glory of God.
这并不只是雅各这样子说。
And it wasn't only James that said this.
如果我们看罗马书的第十二章第二节的地方呢，保罗也是这样子的劝勉这些的信徒们。
If you look at Romans chapter 12 verse 2, Paul also encouraged the members in the same way.
我们来看一下罗马书的第十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
十二章第从一节二节。
Chapter 12 verse 1 and 2.
我们一起念。
Let's read together.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。此侍奉乃是所当然的。我先跟大家讲说，这边保罗所讲的乃是理所当然。这个理所当然，也就是说是合理的。
And what is Paul talking about here? He's saying that what is acceptable.
是神所悦纳的。
It is what is acceptable to God.
那保罗他是从内心的知道，他知道神希望我们每一个人都是这样子做，所以他这样子来劝勉。
And he knew, God wanted us to act in this way, and that's why he encouraged us like this.
他说把身体献上当作活祭。
It says here to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
有时候我们觉得说，好像这一个是在劝导说，哦，他们应该要献身出来当传道，当成活祭。
And sometimes we think, oh, this is this verse here is telling people to offer themselves to be preachers.
当然这样子也可以解释。
And of course, you could explain it this way as well.
但是这一段的经文，我们从里面上下文里面，我们仔细的去读的时候呢，我们会发觉这个里面有更深层的意义的存在。
But we read this verse and the one after as well. Together, we know there's actually a deeper meaning.
以前在旧约的时候，他们会献上的祭物放在了祭坛上面来献给神。
In the Old Testament, they would give offerings. They put in an altar and offer to God.
保罗在这里并不是说把我们的肉体我们就烧在了祭坛上来献给神。
And Paul does not mean that we should put ourselves, our bodies, on the altar and burn.
而是在说我们这一个人必须要能够彰显出。这个基督的生命出来。
But it is for us to offer ourselves and to manifest Jesus in us.
透过我们这种基督徒的生命，能够像活祭一样，能够发出的基督的馨香之气出来。
And through this Christian lifestyle that we're able to show and show Christ through us.
这也是在表示着我们要有行为的信心。
And what this also means is we should have a Christian lifestyle.
所以保罗也是这样子在劝勉，我们也是要有行为的信心出来。
So that's what Paul means here, that we also need to have the acts to accompany our faith.
从我每一天的生活之中来表现出，让别人能够看到我们基督徒的生命。
That in our everyday lives, that others can see that we are Christians through our acts and through our works.
这就是把身体献上当成活祭。
And this is what it means to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们是每天都在献上这个祭。
And we're presenting the sacrifice on a daily basis.
不是只有在一段的时间里面，我们牺牲我们自己献上而已。
And we're not just sacrificing ourselves on a moment of time.
在我们的家庭的生活之中，在我们的工作的场所之中，跟外人的交往之中，我们好像已经是献上的活祭，来彰显出了基督的生命出来。
And whether it's at home or at work or whether with others, we should present ourselves and present our bodies as a living sacrifice and show Christ through us.
所以我们必须要很小心我们所讲的话。
So we need to be careful with our speech.
别人外人听到我们所讲的话的时候，就可以评断说我们是不是真的是彰显出基督的生命出来。
Others, outsiders, are able to determine whether we're Christians, from our speech.
如果我们讲的话也是一些很多很淫乱的话，或者是很多的开玩笑的话，让人看不出来这种基督徒的行为的时候，我们并没有彰显出这个活祭的生命出来。
If our speech is just filled with defamatory things or just jokes, then it's hard for others to see God through it.
所以一个真正的行为，一个真正的信心是有好的行为所表现出来的。
So true faith will be accompanied with these works.
所以一个人的信心并不是凭他口中讲说我有信心，或者是我长时间的祷告，就是表示他有信心了。
So a person's whether they're faithful or not, it can't just be judged by them just saying that they have faith or how long I pray for or how much I read.
这就是雅各一直在强调的，如果你真的有信心的话，那你就有行为表现出来。
And this is what Paul was stressing. If you truly have faith, then you have the works to accompany it.
所以在第二章的第二十一节到二十六节的地方，雅各特别的提到了两个的例子。
So that's why in back in chapter 2, James had two examples.
哦，从二十一节到二十六节的地方。
From verse 21 to 26.
我们来念一下二十一节到二十六节。
Let's read together verse 21 to 26.
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把这儿子以撒献在祭坛上，岂不是因为行为称义吗？可见信心是与他的行为并行，并且信心因着行为才能够成全。这就应验经上所说，亚伯罕信神，就串他为义，又得为称为神的朋友。这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。妓女拉合接待使者，又放他们从别的地方出去，不也是一样因着行为称义吗？身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。哇，读了以后我们会发觉说，哇，我的信仰到底是活的还是死的？
And after reading this, you'll think, you'll reflect whether my faith is living or dead.
如果我的信心没有行为的话，那我就是好像一个身体没有灵魂一样啊。
If my faith doesn't have the works in it, it's just like a body without a spirit.
如果没一个人没有灵魂的话，那表示他已经失去了肉体的生命了。
And a person doesn't have the spirit, that means they're already lost their life.
如果我的信仰没有表现出的行为出来，我那个信心是死的，是假的。
And if their faith doesn't show the works in it, then your faith is dead, it's fake.
那雅各就问说，那你这样的信心能够救你吗？
So James is asking, your faith, will it be able to save you?
今天我们要问我们的信心能够救我们吗？
So today we need to ask ourselves, can our faith save us?
我们的信心真的是给我们带来了益处的吗？
Does our faith bring us profit?
但是这里谈到了因行为称义，我们就有一点点困惑了，因为我们一直想说我们是因信称义的，怎么又跑出来一个因行为称义？
And here it says a faith with works, but how does that
just by faith?
How we justified by faith alone?
Yeah, 那这里雅各就提到了两个例子，一个是亚伯拉罕的例子，跟拉合的例子。
So James gave two examples. One is with Abraham, one is with Rahab.
我们要知道这里所讲的雅各所讲的这个行为是在哪时候的行为。
And we have to think about this works at what time it is, at what time frame it was done.
的确，我们每一个人都是因信而称义，因为相信神，我们在神的面前我们称义了。
And of course, all of us here were justified by our faith.
我们没有办法在信主以前呢，靠着行为而称义的。
None of us are able to be justified as righteous prior through our works.
保罗就告诉这些的犹太人说呢，你们想要行律法称义是不行的，因为在律法之下被律法定罪。OK， 你们没有办法be justified because you act the law.
God, they were saying here that before God, you're unable to justify through the law.
哦，那就是表示保罗就告诉他们说，你们是在律法之下被定罪的。如果你想要行律法的话，你反而是被定罪。
Paul was saying that you are justified, that you are under the law, and if you are justified under the law, that you will be you'll be guilty.
Okay. 所以我们要，我们的确，我们信主之后呢，我们是会产生的行为的出来。
So after we believe in Christ, then we will manifest these works.
啊，就好像这个亚伯拉罕一样。
And just like Abraham.
亚伯拉罕他在献以撒之前，他已经是因信称义了。
Before Abraham offered up Isaac, he was already considered faithful, righteous.
他在还没有神呼召他的时候，他所相信神所跟他讲的话，相信神给他的应许的时候，他就已经是称义了。
Before God gave him the promise, before they made the covenant, God, he was already righteous.
但是他对神有信心，所以即使他是因信称义以后，他愿意把自己的独生子献上，这就是因行为而称义。
But after, but he had faith in God, and when God asked him to offer his son, then he also showed it through his acts, and he offered up his son.
而拉合也是一样，他听到了神 所行的一切的神迹以后，他就相信了。
And same with Rahab. When Rahab heard about God, then she believed.
所以他的行为就是把这个探子，两个探子，以色列民所带来的这两个探子呢，把他们给藏起来。
And that's when her works is to hide the two Israelite spies.
因为他这样子所做的，雅各就说他也是因为行为而称义。
And because she did this, then James said that she was also justified by her works.
今天我们也是一样，我们在信主的时候，我们在那一刹那，我们是凭着信心而称义的。我们相信这个救恩，所以我们接受了洗礼。
And today is the same. When we first believe, we were justified by faith, and it's through faith that we believe and we were baptized.
但是重要的是，我们在信主之后，我们所一连串的行为是不是能够来证明我们的信心是真实的？
But after we have believed, throughout some time, are we able to justify our faith, through our works?
常常有时候我们会觉得说，我们信了主以后，有时候我们讲的话真的是不造就人。
And often, after we believe in Christ, that our speech is not profitable to others, it doesn't save others.
我们会发觉，在这弟兄姐妹如果真的出现了问题的时候呢，我们还是蒙住了自己的怜悯的心，我们真正没有能够去帮助他们。
When others are in trouble, our brothers and sisters are in trouble, we can ask ourselves, we are unable to truly help them.
而不但是这样子，有时候我们还会去伤害别人。
And not only that, sometimes we actually harm others.
有时候我们会在背后里面在批评别人。
Sometimes behind others' back, we would complain about others.
这些都不是信心之下所产生的行为。
And this is not something that is through the works.
有时候我们对人会有嫉妒。
And sometimes we will be jealous of others.
看别人比我们好的时候，我们就嫉妒他。
When we see others are better than us, then we'll be jealous of them.
我们就要跟他起了纷争，就是要跟他争谁比较好。
And we'll have to compete with them to see who's better.
有时候我们扪心自问的时候，我们真的是不应该有这样子的做法跟行为出来。
And we reflect upon this, we know that this is something we should be doing.
所以雅各一直在强调说，我们不要看表面的。
So James is saying that don't just look at the surface.
人很容易从被表面上面被欺骗了。
Because we are easily cheated by what's on the surface.
有的人看起来是非常的虔诚，但是他的信仰是假的。
Some people can look really faithful on the surface, but their faith is fake.
好像表面上对人非常的好。
On the surface, they may treat others well.
但是在背地里面做一些的坏事。
But behind the scenes, they may do many harmful things.
因为别人看不到。
Because others can't see it.
只有自己知道说他做了一些的坏事。
Only they know themselves of the evil things they've done.
如果我们是这样子的情形的时候，我们就要好好的问自己的信仰，我的信仰是不是真实的。
If we do this, then we should ask ourselves, is our faith true?
当我们行这些事情的时候，我们要反问我们自己说，我的信仰是不是真的。
When we do these things, we should ask ourselves, is our faith real?
如果是这样子的话，就好像雅各问他们的一样，这样的信心能够救你吗？
If that's the case, then it's just like how James were asking these people here, can your faith save you?
我们在信主之后，其实我们的行为会慢慢的、慢慢的、一直不断的改变，靠着圣灵给我们的帮助。
And after we believed in God, then through the help of the Holy Spirit, our works will slowly change.
因为我们有去追求，我们的行为就一定会改变出来。
If we have the heart to change, then our works and our character will slowly change.
我们过去没有办法做的爱心的行为，因为我们信主以后，我们更加的爱神之后，我们做得出来。
Such as showing love to others that we're unable to do before. After we believe in Christ, then we're able to slowly do it more and more.
所以在第一章的第二十六节、二十七节的时候，雅各谈到了真实的虔诚是什么。
So in chapter 1, verse 27, James is describing the real situation there.
因为有些人的信仰其实是表面的，不是外表看起来是虔诚的人。
Because some people's faith, they're fake. It was just superficial.
虔诚是一种对人因为人因为对宗教有一种的敬虔的心，所以有这个虔诚这个字。
This fervency, it's how someone views that their faith, and that's why there's this word.
我们看很多的宗教，也有的人真的是非常的虔诚。
We see that in many other religions, there are many people who are fervent.
圣何西教会在二十多年前在卖教会的时候，那时候就有回教徒要来买我们的地方。
This is about 20 years ago, when we're trying to sell our chapel, there's another denomination that was coming to purchase our chapel.
好像是到下午的四点，他们来的时候，那个四点的时间快要到的时候呢，他们就开始去量那个角度，大概是 我也不晓得了哈，不晓得那角度是怎么量的。但是他们就说给我们五分钟的时间，他们就向着那个角度量好了以后，向着那个角度跪下来，来向他们的神在祷告。
I remember at this time around 4 p.m. there was a group of them that came and they were they need to pray, so they had a compass though and they're trying to get a certain direction. I'm not sure what it was, but they need to pray at that facing that direction.
很多宗教的信仰，其实他们也表现出了那种虔诚的态度出来了。
And there are many religions with this type of fervency that we could see.
有时候比我们的表面所表现出来还要更加的虔诚。
And sometimes the fervency, it shows actually even more fervent than ours.
有时候我们出去的时候啊，害怕祷告啊，怕别人看到我们在祷告。
Sometimes when we go in public, we're afraid, we're shy of others seeing us pray.
我们看这些的回教徒，时间一到说暂停，我要五分钟的时间，我先量了角度以后，我跪下来祷告。
We see some of these Muslims, it's time for prayer. They'll say, "Give me 5 minutes," and they'll see what the direction, which direction they should pray at.
从这表象看来，他们是的确是比我们还要虔诚。
So from looking from outside, it looks like they're more fervent than us.
不管我其他人怎么想，他就是跪下来就是祷告。
It doesn't matter how others view them; they'll kneel down and pray.
但是雅各在告诉我们说，不能够从外表来看一个人是不是虔诚。
But James is saying that you can't determine if someone's fervent or not based on the outside.
他告诉了我们三个条件来评断一个人是不是真正的虔诚。
He said there's three criteria to judge whether someone's fervent or not.
我们来看一下二十六节，他这里怎么说
？Let's read verse 26, what he says here.
他说：“若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住自己的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。”
26 it reads, if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless.
可见他讲的第一个条件是什么？是管住我们的，勒住，能够勒住我们的舌头，能够不乱说话，这才是真正的虔诚人。
What's the first thing he says there about being religious, and that is to bridle your tongue. One who's able to bridle their tongue and not say things loosely, then that's this person's religious.
哦，所以在第三章的地方呢，就特别的谈到说，舌头是最难够制服的。
And in chapter 3, it says the tongue is the thing that's the most hard to most difficult to control.
有时候我们说了一些的话的时候，我们说完了以后，我们真的是很后悔。
Sometimes after we say something, we would honestly regret it.
而在这里，他谈到了在第三章的地方，他谈到了在舌头上面呢没有过失的人，他就是完全人。
And here it says, in chapter 3, it says those who,
chapter 2 the or the 3 the verse 2,
chapter 3 verse 2, it says those who've not
若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人。
It reads that if anyone does not stumble in word, that he is a perfect man.
有时候我们觉得当完全人，哇，这个条件好高，我做不到成为一个完全的人。
And we think that to be a perfect man, this is a very tough criteria. It's hard to be a perfect man.
但是雅各说呢，你只要在话语上面没有过失的话，你就是完全人。
But James said that as long as you don't stumble in your speech, that you're in your words, that you're then you're a perfect man.
Wow, 这个标准好像降低了。
It's nice. It seems like this criteria has lowered.
但是呢，要在话语上面没有过失，真的好难呐。
But to not stumble in your words is quite difficult.
因为我们的话语是从我们的内心真正的出来的。
Because our words comes up from our inner heart.
是从我们的信仰所发出来的。
It comes up from our faith.
如果我们的信仰上面有很多的杂质的时候，我们讲出来的话语就有问题。
If there's a lot of imperfection within our faith, then our words will also be, stumble.
所以我们不要以为，我们不要以为说说话没有过失是很容易做得到的。
So don't think that to be able to not stumble on your word is very easy.
所以我们基督徒真的是在一生的信仰的过程之中，我们是在不断的在训练着我们自己要小心的讲话。
So as Christians, through our whole lives, we need to train ourselves to be careful in our speech.
有时候我们觉得说多讲一些的话，表示我们很有智慧。
And sometimes we think the more we say, it could represent that we're wise.
有时候我们在开会的时候，就听到很多人一直不断的讲，一直不断的讲。
And when we have meetings, you'll hear that there's some others that who won't stop, and they just keep talking.
他要让人知道说他真的是讲的意见真的是很好的。
They want others to know that their opinion is how great it is.
的确。 把自己的意见在开会的时候表达出来，这绝对一点都没有错。
And it's nothing wrong with representing your opinion and sharing with others during a meeting.
但是当我们说的越多的时候，犯错的机会就越大了。
But the more we say, the chance of us doing something, saying something wrong is higher.
有时候我们真的是很有智慧，主耶稣给我们智慧，讲出了应该要做的事情。
And sometimes God gives us a lot of insight to do what is and say what is right.
哦，当彼此互相的讨论的时候，越讲越多，越讲越多的时候，你发觉有些的话真的是不造就人呐。
And sometimes during these discussions, we go back and forth. We start talking more and more. You realize a lot of these words, they're not profitable to anyone.
我们原本是热心的服侍神，结果因为我们讲了一大堆的话，结果反而是罪。
We came with the initial motive to help others, to save others, and after saying a bunch of things, we actually might harm others.
所以在这里呢，在第三章的地方，好多的地方一直在告诉我们说，我们呢船只，比如说第四节的地方，我们一起来念。
Let's read verse 4 here, chapter 3, verse 4.
看啊，船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵就能够掌舵的意思的转动。这样舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能够说大话。看啊，最小的火能够点着最大的树林，舌头就是火。白体中舌头是罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里面点着的。我们就念到这里。
And we'll read till here.
这几节的经节我们就可以了解到说，我们的舌头真的是很有功用，就好像船的那个舵一样啊，好有功用啊。
And from this, we can understand that our tongue is very useful. It's just like the rudder on a big ship.
那个舵才能够掌握这个船的方向。
The rudder, small rudder, is able to guide the direction of the ship.
但是必须要好好的掌舵，才船才能够走在正确的方向。
But the rudder needs to be pointed in the right direction for the ship to go in the right way.
神创造给我们舌头，让我们来讲话，让我们来有味觉，吃了东西以后会觉得说，哎呀，好吃。
And God gives us His tongue so that we could talk and we could taste things and have eat and have taste.
他们说舌头可以尝出5000多种的味道，不同的味道出来。
And they say that the tongue can taste about 5,000 different tastes.
我们除了尝味道之外，我们最常用的就是用我们的舌头骂人。
And we also use our tongue often to complain about others, to yell at others.
也对呀、啊、，yell at others. 有时候就会用我们的舌头来批评别人。
And we all sometimes use it to complain about others.
讲话越来越快。
And we'll speak quicker, talk quicker and quicker.
别人还没有讲完的时候，我们的舌头就开始启动，讲出话来，来跟别人来对话。
And when we're talking to others, before they're even done talking, that we're ready to start and just to counter them.
所以在雅各书的第一章 的地方，第十九节的地方，告诉我们说，我们要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
So in James chapter 1 verse 19, it says that we need to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath.
虽然在那一个地方的教导是在告诉着我们在听到的时候要快快的听，要慢慢的说，要慢慢的动怒。
So it's just like when we're listening to sermon, we need to be quick to hear, but slow to speak and slow to wrath.
但是这一句话也是非常智慧的话，可以应用在我们的生活上面，因为我们常常是慢慢的听，快快的说，快快的动怒。
And just like in our lives, we this is something we could apply to our lives where we're swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath.
因为我们没有办法控制住我们自己的舌头。
Because we are it is tough for us to control our tongue.
而这个舌头讲出来的话就像火一样，本来是很小的，把整个树林全部都烧起来了，把一些的人都搞得非常非常的生气了。
And the things we say, our words could be like a kindles a small fire, and it slowly grow into a big forest fire.
有时候我们觉得我们在讲的话真的是很有智慧，哎呀，我要多讲一点。
And sometimes we may think the things we say are full of wisdom, I need to talk more.
但是其实这是最没有智慧的人。
But truly, these type of people are the most foolish ones.
懂得真的是有智慧的人，他懂得要勒住自己的舌头，即使他有很好的意见的时候，他也会慢慢的说。
those who are truly wise, they're able to bridle and control their tongue, and even if they have things to say, they're able to say it slowly.
所以我们有时候在教会里面，我们就看到说，哎，奇怪，为什么教会小小的教会只有几个人，好多的问题呀？
And sometimes you may think that some of our churches, they're very small, there's only a few people, but why are there so many issues?
很会传舌啊，就是很会 gossip， 那 gossip 的速度好快啊。
And the gossip, it spreads quickly.
只要有人发生了什么事情啊，全教会马上都知道了。
A little thing could happen to a member, and the whole church will quickly know.
因为大家很喜欢讲。
Because everyone loves talking.
就造成了教会的一些的问题。
And that's what caused a lot of issues at church.
而其实常常也是魔鬼在这里面来做工，让人很喜欢去讲话，因为会造成教会的混乱。
And Satan knows this. He takes advantage of the fact that we all like to talk so much.
哦、所以我们要小心我们的舌头，这才是表现在我们的信心上面、信仰上面。
So we need to be careful when we talk, and we need to watch out for our faith.
而第二个， second, 我们再翻回到雅各书第一章的第二十七节。
We turn back to James chapter 1 verse 27.
他说的第二个条件是在我们一起来念二十七节，在神我们的父前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。我们先在这里停。可能那时候有很多的孤儿寡妇，没有人去管他们。
So at that time, there's probably a lot of orphans and widows, and no one was caring about for them.
孤儿寡妇是最软弱的，最需要人家去看顾的，不是吗？
The orphans and widows are also most vulnerable, and they also need the most care. Is that right?
但是当时候的信徒说，我有信心，我已经得救了，我不需要去照顾这些的孤儿寡妇。
But at that time, the members were thinking, I have faith, I'm already saved. I don't need to care for the orphans and widows.
其实这个是错误的。
And this is wrong.
我们越有信仰的话，我们愿意去看顾那些最软弱的人。
The more faith we have, the more we should actually look after those who are weak.
我们看到那些的可怜的人，我们一定会伸出的援手去帮助他们。
And when we see those are in need and those are who are pitiful, we should actually reach our hand out and help them.
不像这些的法利赛人，他们还去侵占了这些的寡妇的财产。
And not like these Pharisees who actually even go and take more of the properties of and the things of these orphans and widows.
这是主耶稣在骂这些的法利赛人他们所做的事情。
And Jesus was actually he was rebuking these Pharisees.
不仅是没有帮助这些的寡妇，还去侵占了他们的财产。
Not only did these Pharisees not help the orphans and widows, but they actually took some of their possessions.
主耶稣说：“你们好像是杯盘里面洗净了，但是外面是脏的。”
Our Lord Jesus said they're like a
杯盘的外面是洗净的，但是里面是脏的。
They're like a basin where the outside was looked clean, but inside was dirty.
我们去餐厅的时候，如果看到那个杯子上面，哎，里面怎么还有一些的污垢的时候，我们就会觉得啊，这个。餐厅的不注重清洁，我们就马上就打了一个折扣在那里。
When we go to the restaurant and we see a cup and inside of this cup is dirty, we'll immediately think that this place is not hygienic and we'll not point off this restaurant.
我们很少说把杯子拿起来，背面看起来哦，看它有没有洗干净；盘子拿起来看它背后没有洗干净。我们都是看里面的。
When we look at our cups and our cutlery, we always look on the inside. We and the bowls. We don't. It's rare for us to actually look at the bottom.
而主耶稣当时候骂他们，他们就是外面的洗得很干净，但是里面是脏的。
But our Lord Jesus was actually rebuking them, saying that on the outside they look like they're very clean, but inside they're dirty.
就是在讲说他们的内心是脏的，是不清洁的。
It's just to say that their inner hearts they're dirty and they're not clean.
如果我们一个人的内心是清洁的，我们所表现出来的就能够有好的行为。
If we're filled with cleanliness, then we'll manifest and we'll show that when through our works.
当我们看到了有需要帮助的人，我们会伸出了我们的援手去帮助他们。
And when we see there are others in need, then we'll actually stretch our hand out and help them.
这个其实在我们的日常生活之中，我们常常看到。
And we see this on a daily basis.
有时候我们看到在街上的地方，或者是在什么商店的门口的时候，我们就看到有一些人真的就很可怜，断了一只手、一只脚，甚至。好像衣服穿得非常的破烂，在那边看人家是不是给他一点钱。
Sometimes on the streets or at entrances, we see some of these people who are quite pitiful. They're perhaps are missing an arm or a leg, and they're sitting there asking for money.
或者是我们开车到了十字路口的地方呢，我们 就看到有些人站在那里挂着我是 homeless， 然后就希望人家给他一点钱。
Or perhaps we're driving and we're passing an intersection, we'll see a person sitting there with a big sign that says, I'm homeless and please give me some money.
小弟在想哦，当我碰到了这些的人的时候，我应该怎么做？
So I would ponder when I encounter these people, what should I do?
圣经给我们的教导是什么？
What does the Bible teach us?
圣经说，知道善而不去行的，便是罪了。
The Bible teaches that if we're able to show mercy and we don't, then it's a sin.
哦，这也是在雅各书上面告诉我们的。
And this also is also shown in James.
啊，在雅各书的第四章第十七节的地方。
Is in James chapter 4 verse 17.
人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
Verse 17. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is a sin.
有时候我们没有注意到这个是信仰中的一个问题。我们知道那是善，但是没有去做的话，这就是罪了。
And sometimes we don't think this is a problem, but if we know that this is something that is good and we don't do it, it's a sin.
但是我们看到这些的人，他们本来应该要好好的工作的，怎么会落到这样子的地步？哎，不理他们呢。
But when we see these people, we think there's this good job that they could be doing, and how did they get to this point? And it's easy to disregard them.
他们在十字路口的地方挂着牌子说我是 homeless， 啊，然后呢，好像双手双脚都很健全。这到底要怎么办呢？
At the intersection is when we see them with the sign saying I'm homeless, but they look like a fully able person. What should we do?
所以小弟就准备一些的零钱。
So I would prepare some change.
如果我看到这个人真的需要帮助，我会多给他一点钱。
And if I see this person truly, if they truly need help, then I'll give them a bit more money.
如果我觉得他可能是在骗人的，或者是假装可怜的，我就给他一块钱就好了嘛。
And if I see that there's potential for them to be cheating others and that they're just pretending to be homeless, then I might just give them $1.
虽然我有时候会想说我的爱心可能被他利用了。
And sometimes I think that maybe perhaps my they're using me.
的确，有些的人他是利用人的爱心来赚钱的。
Because out there are people who are utilizing the pity of others to earn money.
但是如果我放过了一个人，那个人真的是非常的需要帮助，但是我没有行出爱心出来，结果我是罪。
Because if I happen to be the person who truly need the help, and I could do the good and I do not do it, then I have sinned.
所以我们要有智慧，当我们碰到的这些事情，圣经绝对不是说，哎呀，似是而非的道理，我们自己要去判断。但是我们要做对的事情。
So we need to think when we reach situations, what should we do? And we should do the thing that's right.
第三个，我们再翻回到雅各书的第一章第二七节。
And the second point in James chapter 1 verse 27.
第三个就是在第二十七节的最后半部所讲的，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
At the end of verse 27, it says, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
也就是我们必须要表现出圣洁的生活出来，要活过一个圣洁的生活。
It means that we need to live a holy lifestyle.
哦，这边的世俗呢，其实在雅各书里面好几个地方都用到世俗这个字情，只是有时候讲说是世界，有时候讲说是世俗这样子。
And the word unspotted here is actually used quite a few times throughout James, and I might have different wordings, but it's the same thing.
这个字呢，在雅各书出现了五次。
And this word appears in James 5 times.
其中有一个就是在第四章的地方讲到了，第四章的第四节，你们这些淫乱的人呐、啊，岂不知道与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？
And in chapter 4, verse 4, it says, Adulterers and adulterers, do you not know that the friendship with the world is enmity with God?
我们的如果思想观念跟这个世俗是一样的话，我们就是跟神为敌了。
If our concepts and thoughts is that of this world, and then we're enemies with God.
而且他在三章的第六节的地方也讲到罪恶的世界，这个罪恶的世界这个字也是跟我们刚才讲那个世俗是同一个字。
And over here in chapter 3, verse 6, it says the word of iniquity is actually a similar word to the verses before.
雅各在告诉我们，这个世界是罪恶的。
James is telling us this world is full of sin.
如果我们跟这个世俗的观念是一样的，我们也陷在那个罪里面。
If our concept is the same as this world, then we're in this world of sin.
所以我们要去分辨说， 我们在很多的事情上做法上面我们是不是跟世俗是一样的
So in a lot of situations we need to differentiate ourselves from the world
我们的穿着我们是不是跟其他的人一样
The way we dress is the same as others
我们的讲话是不是跟一般的世上的人一样
Our speech is the same as the others of this world
我们的想法是不是跟世上一般的人一样
And the way we think is it the same with the others in this world
这就是雅各在告诉我们的
And this is what James was telling us
如果我们不小心不谨慎去辨别这些的世俗上面的观念的时候任意而行的时候其实我们是跟神是为敌的
If we are not careful and we do not differentiate our thoughts and the concepts from this of this world then we are no different than the enemy of God
我们的信仰不是真实的
And our faith is not true
因为真实的信仰所表现出来的是过着圣洁的生活的
Because the true faith will manifest itself through with a holy lifestyle
所以我们看到有些人他在穿着上面他不计较他说反正就是衣服嘛
So we know we see some people, whatever they wear, they don't care too much because they say it's just something they wear.
现在有些的青年都穿着牛仔裤，哇，破了好几个洞啊。
And now there are youth who are wearing jeans and there's many holes in it.
他们说这个是流行吗
And they say that this is the trend.
有些男孩子挂着耳环呐。
And there are some people, some young men with earrings.
这些不是从世俗来的吗
Is this not from the world?
他们，哇，这个身上就刺很多的刺青啊。
And they have a lot of tattoos on their arms.
这绝对不是圣经教导我们可以这样做的。
This is not something that's taught through the Bible.
可是你翻阅圣经没有讲到这个刺身，没有讲到牛仔裤的事情啊，没有讲到挂耳环的事情啊。
But the Bible never talked about tattoos and holes in jeans and also earrings.
但是雅各告诉我们，我们不要沾染这世俗。
But James is saying that do not defile yourself and with the things of this world.
因为我们如果随着世俗的潮流去行的时候，其实我们是活在的罪中的。
Because if we follow the trends of this world, then we're actually living in sin.
有时候我们不谨慎，我们就是走上了那条路，我们还以为说我们得到神很多的祝福。
And sometimes if we're unaware, we don't even know we're walking down this world, this path of the world, and we still think we're under the blessing of God.
所以雅各特别的提到什么才是真实的虔诚。
So James is telling us what is the true faith.
也就是在告真实的。
The true fervency. Or...
对。所以我们也看到了雅各所教导的这三个的观念。
So we see that these three teachings from James.
真正的虔诚是能够勒住我们的舌头的。
A true faith, we're able to bridle our tongue.
真正的虔诚是能够看顾那些软弱的、有需要的帮助的人。
A true faith, we're able to help others who are in need.
真正的虔诚是保守自己不沾染世俗的人。
And a true faith is one that's able to keep ourselves from the world to not be defiled.
因为时间的关系，小弟就先在这边停止。
And because of timing issues, then I will conclude here.
那在明天的时候，小弟会继续来分享。
And tomorrow, I'll continue on and continue sharing.
这些的分享就是在帮助着我们，我们要小心的、谨慎的、非常的警醒的，知道说，在我们的信仰的生活之中，有些的事情我们是还要很小心的。
And these teachings is for us to be aware, to be careful in our daily lives of things that we should be careful of.
我们的信仰并不是只说自己是有信心的。
Our faith is not, we can't just say that we're faithful.
我们真正有信心的，我们一定能够有这些的好的行为出来。
A person with a true faith will have these works manifest through us.
那是在信心之下产生的行为。
And these are types of works that we manifested through a true faith.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
We'll now pray together.
在祷告的时候呢，我们也求神继续的来帮助我们每一位的弟兄姐妹们。
And through a prayer, let's ask God to help all of our brothers and sisters.
我提一节的经节哈，在雅各书的第五章的十七节的地方。
And in James chapter 5, verse 17.
雅各书的第五章第十七节，以利亚和我们一样性情呢，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出了土产来。
And verse 17 it reads, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months.
这在教导着我们的信心的祷告。
Here it teaches us on how we should pray.
他说呢，以利亚跟我们一样是同样有信心的。
Elijah was like us.
跟我们一样有一样性情的人。
He was like us, like a, he had a nature like ours.
并不是因为他是先知，所以他的祷告绝对是比我们更有功效。
And it wasn't just because he was a prophet that his prayers was more effective.
他也是恳切的祷告。
He also prayed earnestly.
第十八节讲说他又祷告。
And in verse 18 it says, and he prayed again.
神就听他的祈求。
And God heard his prayer.
三年六个月他不祷告就不下雨来。以利亚祷告再祷告雨就下来。
For 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain, and Elijah prayed and he prayed again, and the rain came.
所以我们的祷告绝对不要灰心。
So in our prayer, we should not be in despair.
主耶稣就在看着我们的祷告的态度是什么样子的态度。
God will look at our attitude when we pray.
当我们碰到这些的困难的时候，主耶稣就是要我们好好的祷告。
When we face our certain obstacles, God wants us to pray.
所以在结束的祷告的时候，我们好好的、认真的来祷告。
So when we conclude a prayer, we should be serious and pray.
求主耶稣让我们大得这个圣灵所带来的能力。
And may God fill us with the Holy Spirit.
好，我们现在就来祷告。
We'll pray together now.
你想